Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZoo keeper, Jay, and today we will be talking about the Nain Rouge.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
Detroit is the largest city in the state of Michigan and the 26th largest city in the United States. It's known for being the center of the American automotive industry, as well as being the birthplace of Motown, and it's been name-checked in popular songs by everyone from Paul Simon to Kiss to Journey, even if South Detroit is really Windsor, Ontario, Canada. It's an urban area, and not the type of place one would expect to find a cryptid. But here we are, and because we're here, you know Detroit has one. It's called the Nain Rouge. The Nain Rouge is said to be a short, man-like beast about 3 or 4 feet tall, with a red face that has glistening eyes and a grinning mouth full of rotten, jagged teeth. Some accounts also claim the creature has an animal's body, covered in red and black fur, with the face of an old man with glowing red eyes. The best description of the Nain Rouge comes from an 1883 book called Legends of Le Detroit, where writer Marie Caroline Watson Hamlin describes it as very red in the face, with a bright glistening eye. Instead of burning, it froze. Instead of possessing depth, emitted a cold gleam like the reflection from a polished surface, bewildering and dazzling all who came within its focus. Hamlin goes on to say that the Nain Rouge has a grinning mouth displaying sharp, pointed teeth that completed the strange face. So, it looks kind of like a little devil. It's even nicknamed the Demon of the Strait, with Detroit being the French word for strait. And speaking of French, the Nain Rouge's name translates to Red Dwarf. The translation is obvious, but the reasoning behind all this French language stuff can be found within the creature's mythology. And the mythology behind the Nain Rouge is fascinating. It dates back to around 1701 and French colonial explorer Antoine de la Mothe Cadillac, who was one of the founders of Detroit. Before setting off on his expedition, it's said that the adventurer attended a party in Quebec where, by suggestion of his wife, he jokingly sought the advice of a fortune teller. The psychic warned Cadillac that he would soon encounter a small beast and told him that if he appeased the little varmint, he would be rewarded with the discovery of a beautiful city. If he disrespected the creature, he would be cursed with bad luck for the rest of his life. So Cadillac went on his journey and founded Fort Pontchartrain de Detroit, which is where downtown Detroit is today, on the bank of the Detroit River. Fort Detroit was a successful and prosperous fur trading outpost for years, with Cadillac's people getting along well with the indigenous Anishinaabe, Huron, and Miami tribes. They may have been getting along a little too well, because truth be told, Cadillac was starting to get a little cocky with the native residents of the land. Then, one night, the Nain Rouge was spotted, and despite a reminder from his wife of the fortune teller's warning, Cadillac went to investigate. Instead of paying his respects, Cadillac gave the little punk a wallop with his cane, cried, "Get out of my way, you red imp!" and exiled the beast from the town. On his way out, the Nain Rouge cackled into the night. Not long after, Cadillac was removed from his post at Fort Detroit and himself exiled down to Louisiana, a place he hated with a passion. He was later extradited back to France, where he was imprisoned, losing all of his wealth in the process. He should have been a little nicer to the Demon of the Strait. Although Antoine de la Mothe Cadillac had what's considered to be the ultimate Nain Rouge story, the little imp story didn't start there. A few decades earlier, in 1670, French Christian missionaries traveling through the area encountered a band of Erie Native Americans. The Eries had an idol called the Manitou, which was humanoid in shape and painted red to look, well, like the Nain Rouge. In a fit of religious zealotry, the missionaries destroyed the idol with an axe that had been blessed and desecrated by their own priests. Because of the disrespect for their culture, the Native Americans cursed the area that was to be settled, and this is where the legend of the Nain Rouge came from. The legends go on to say that wherever the Nain Rouge goes, misfortune follows, at least for the white settlers. The Nain Rouge has simultaneously been seen as a harbinger of doom for the European colonists and a fierce protector of the indigenous tribes people. Just as with Mothman in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, there are arguments as to whether the Nain Rouge brings the bad luck or tries to warn others about it. But one thing is clear, he always seems to be sighted around bad situations. So, let's take a look at a few of these sightings. The Nain Rouge was reportedly spotted on July 30th, 1763, right before the Battle of Bloody Run during Pontiac's War. Chief Pontiac of the Ottawa tribe was allegedly tipped off by the French to a surprise attack on his war party by British soldiers. Pontiac's warriors slaughtered 58 Brits, turning the waters of the Detroit River crimson with blood. Not only did the Nain Rouge appear before the battle, but was also seen afterwards dancing among the corpses of the fallen on the banks of the river. On the morning of June 11, 1805, a fire torched nearly the entire city of Detroit. This has been called the Great Fire of 1805, and many of the city's older inhabitants claim to have seen the Nain Rouge gallivanting amongst the flames. On August 16, 1812, American General William Hull surrendered Fort Detroit over to the British General Isaac Brock, who was fighting alongside Native American allies, because, oh, what a difference 50 years can make. This was the first major American defeat of the War of 1812, and guess who was seen right before the siege? Yep, the Nain Rouge. More recently, the Nain Rouge was reportedly sighted by a couple of utility workers on a power pole just prior to the 1968 Detroit riots. And other sightings were also reported in 1976, just before one of the worst ice storms ever recorded in the United States. So yeah, the Nain Rouge is not something anyone really wants to see. Tragedy usually follows. So, what could the Nain Rouge actually be? Well, since most sightings are old folklore or friend-of-a-friend retellings, it's safe to say that the Nain Rouge is just a legend. Any sightings are probably either mistaken animals or people, or maybe even a trickster trying to fool people. As we mentioned earlier, the legend is a fascinating one. The Nain Rouge seems to be a combination of old European mythology and Native American folklore, a combination of the French tales of the hobgoblin Lutin and the Native American stone god offspring. Which would make sense, since the French Catholic settlers mixed with the indigenous Native American people in more ways than one. The creature most likely symbolizes the white settlers' anxiety about life in the New World, and how they should respect those who were already there. Whatever it may be, the Nain Rouge is definitely one thing. It's a warning for people to be nice. If you happen to see the Nain Rouge, and you're polite, you've got little to fear. If there's one definite thing about the Nain Rouge, it's that it is celebrated wholeheartedly in Detroit. Every year in March, on the Sunday after the vernal equinox, the city holds a Mardi Gras-type parade in the Imp's honor called the Marche des Nain Rouge. This parade marches an effigy of the Nain Rouge out of the city and banishes it, eventually burning the likeness once it's out of town. Of course, there are protesters to the parade who claim that the Nain Rouge has been unfairly railroaded and believe that no one, not even the Demon of the Strait, should be banished from their city. Some more serious protesters believe that the entire festival is racist and the imp has become a symbol of minority people and, in that regard, the banishing takes on a hateful angle. Whichever side you land on, the parade and festival attracts thousands of visitors every year, most of whom enjoy Nain Rouge-themed alcoholic drinks and purchase Nain Rouge merchandise, so it's a big financial boon for the city. There have also been movies made about the Nain Rouge. In 2019, filmmaker Sam Logan Kalegi cast famous Detroit resident Eminem's little brother, Nathan Kane Mathers, in his Devil's Night, Dawn of the Nain Rouge. One of Eminem's hip-hop bandmates from D12, Swifty McVay, also stars in the film and contributed to the soundtrack. A few years later, in 2023, artist Eric Milliken created an AI animation short about the Nain Rouge that he called an experimental decolonial Detroit demonology deepfake dream dance documentary, which seems to cover all the bases, doesn't it? So there you have it. The poster child for urban decay, Detroit, Michigan, has its own cryptid. And legend or not, don't you just kind of want to meet the little fella? Just remember to be nice if you ever do. And that's about it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small.